Dearest ones, the grace of God is here. The presence of God is strong within you and within this room, within this sacred space co-created by our love together for the divine. In a radiant field of beingness, I come to ennoble all life within the flame of peace, brotherhood, and divine tranquility. For peace is the essential ingredient so required in this hour of Earth's history. The world teachers model perfect peace for you, and we desire, through the lessons that we present, the initiations that you are moving through, and the understandings that come as you study the Word, the way, the truth, and the life of the initiate, those who would also be at peace within picture-perfect presence, understanding the divine within themselves, fully emblazoned within their hearts, and honoring the integrity of every soul whom they meet and serve through this light of grace. Holiness unto the Lord is the byword of the saints robed in white, who praise God at the altar of the Most High in their consecrated devotions, in their ablutions, in their lives lived to the glory of the One. Blessed ones, it is time for this glory to be known throughout the world through the conscious lives of those initiates of the sacred fire who may move into the mode of also being teachers, instructors, and mentors on our behalf. Many of you have known from an early age in this life that you were destined to share divine truth with others, and so you first sought it. You desired to learn all that you could learn, to truly study to show yourselves approved unto the One God, and to model a divine life of humility, of respect, of integrity. As you have passed many initiations and are now moving into this activity and process of preparing through your life to convey the nuances of divine truth to others, we, the world teachers, are here for you. We will, at your call, overshine you, bless you, and continue to guide you on your path. And through the sense of holiness unto the Lord, and reverence for life in all realms, respect for the God flame within each soul whom you are sent to serve. Our way will be your way. Our light will shine forth through you. Our instruction will become clear and available to your higher mind so that you may speak with the authenticity and the power of the Holy Spirit, words of wisdom and divine knowledge, truths eternal for the now and for all time. Teachings that move the soul to higher presence, move the spirit closer to the Almighty. That which is required of all who would call themselves teachers, instructors, presenters, or mentors, is the inner ongoing sense of holiness born of pure devotion, praise, and consecration to the Almighty. This is what sustains your ability to be used as a vessel of light for us and the hosts of the Lord. Your own inner purity of heart, motive, whereby you are literally yoked to the divine, wed to the sublime, manifest because of the pure estate that you live within, in light, born of humility and integrity. Never, blessed ones, should one of our own ever be puffed up, proud, in the ego sense, as a presenter or teacher. For if that were to occur, our voice would no longer arise within your minds or hearts. Our truths would become evanescent and flee from your ability to receive and to deliver. Therefore, maintain the inner stillness of presence, especially before you convey truth within your presentations and teachings. For in these moments of silence, the understanding of the Holy Spirit comes to you, that which you have studied and become arises within your conscious awareness. Your outer waking consciousness. And then what flows through your voice, charged by the love fires of your heart, will truly be empowered by the Spirit Most Holy, who gives glory to God in all things, and who, by virtue of complete surrender to the One, maintains the everlasting essence of holiness. Our dream, our goal, is for our initiates to model the divine life through the serene and tranquil sense and feeling of holiness. In holiness, you are whole in God. In holiness, you behold God within your mind's eye, and hold true and firm to the eternal light that blazes upon the altar divine in the great central sun. Through holiness, you never leave the folds of the mother's garment, and that which nurtures you of her compassionate heart. For you see, dearest ones, the Divine Mother is the one who teaches the way of holiness. And I encourage you to get to know Mary Magda and the many mothers, the Archaea, and the Divine Ladies of the Spirit, whose hearts will nurture you and hold you in the eternal presence of peace and divine bliss. Holiness unto the Lord, you may speak when you arise, when you retire, and at the noon hour of each day. Holiness unto the Lord, you may speak into the teeth of that which assails your spirit or attempts to move you away from your divine course, your pathway of light. Holiness unto the Lord is the fiat that may be upon your lips as you climb the mountain of inner attainment, and as you walk in the valleys of loveliness through your service to humanity day by day. The Great White Brotherhood is a fraternity of the called who have entered the space of holiness through their virtuous lives, consecrated to God and offered upon the altar for all. Join us, if you would, by maintaining this inner peace, whereby you present yourselves as worthy vessels of holiness through your kindness, compassion, forgiving heart, and loving spirit. I am the Master K.H. Kutumi Lao Singh, and this day, if you would have me, I will sing a lullaby of holiness within your soul as you maintain your presence of joy, divine light, and inner peace. thank you.